time and specializes in everything from residential to construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
In just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall.
Be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
News. I'm Chris Foster. Two police officers are shot and wounded in Louisville, Kentucky. The suspect's in custody. It happened during protests over a lack of charges in the Breonna Taylor police shooting. She was killed in her apartment in March. Fox's Matt Finn is in Louisville.
None of the three officers involved in her shooting death were charged with any type of murder. Only one former officer, Detective Brett Hankinson, was charged with three counts of wanton endangerment, a much lesser charge.
That was for firing his weapon into a neighboring apartment. The president and Mrs. Trump today will go to the Supreme Court to pay respects to Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Thousands have come to pay their respects to the late Justice Ginsburg, from everyday ordinary citizens to dignitaries such as former President and First Lady Bill and Hillary Clinton, along with several current senators such as Sanders, Schumer, Collins, and Durbin, along with Vice President Mike Pence and Second Lady Karen.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. America's listening to Fox News.
It's the Williams Hill Wake Up at 6:04. Rich Thomas's weather just ahead. Good body, everyone.
Break your butt up!
Sarah McLachlan. Did you know for just about $19 a month you can help a radio DJ receive the food, shelter, and a pair of headphones they so desperately need? Donate now and you'll also receive a photo of the DJ you're adopting along with a bumper sticker from the radio station. If we get enough donations, they'll be able to make rent, eat something unhealthy, and maybe even update their demo reel. 'Cause, you know, the radio business. Won't you please help a radio DJ today?
What's today?
Thursday.
Not only that, but...
Throwback Thursday.
Let's go way back.
How far back?
I want to go back to...
Last night. When I was sleeping.
I want to go back to sleep.
That's throwback.
That's how far back I go.
Don't go back to sleep, okay? I need you to wake up.
Big thing today.
Places to go, people to see.
Not to mention.
Tomorrow's Friday.
Well, since you put it that way.
Let's get this party started.
It's showtime.
It is 6:07 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. We got a special treat for Jay Scott coming up at first.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
I'm doing what you hear Greg doing frequently on this radio program, multitasking. We're going to Twitter here, and I'm going to hit paste, because we're going to post the radar for you. Let me say that a lot of places in central Alabama already are getting wet this morning as the rain from Beta, that's the rain with a name, Beta is the name, moves into central Alabama. Some nice downpours and hit Tweet. And that's done. Now back to you. Scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms today. Some local tropical downpours at times. Can't rule out a spin-up tornado or two. Windy today. East winds 12 to 18 and gusting as high as 30. Today's high 82. Tonight's low 60. Tomorrow, a small risk of an isolated leftover shower. But you know what? I think Beta is gone by tomorrow. Better day. High 83. Mid-80s Saturday. Right now, I'm cautiously optimistic that Saturday will be dry. Sunday, I have maybe a chance of a stray shower, but mid-80s again. And then could there be a strong cold front by the early to middle part of next week? Watch my morning weather video. It is worth your time. Right now, this morning, you're probably wondering about the current conditions. I am too. As I hit this button here and then hit this button here, I find out that we're at 70 degrees now with east winds at 10 miles per hour here at 6:09.
Thank you, Buttons.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, It's Greg Budell.
Well, it's not what you call high voltage news. I call it high voltage excitement. Yesterday, a wish came true with J. Scott in the hospital. I think he's out, isn't he?
Oh, he's out. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He'll be in the building today.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a mighty quick turnaround. Mm-hmm. But we thought, how can we hasten Jay's recovery? Who could come to the rescue and inspire him and lift his, you know. Is this Victoria?
Hello, yes it is.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, Victoria.
Good, how's everyone?
Oh, everybody except Jay's doing all right. He's probably listening this morning.
I know. I just wanted to say that everyone's doing a great job with Random Facts, but it's just not the same without Jay.
He is so random. And
I hope
he is. I know.
He's listening. You don't have him hooked up to a blood pressure machine right now. Because he asked for you yesterday.
Oh, did he?
Yes, yeah. From his sick bed.
Yeah, yeah, he was like, it'd help if Victoria called in.
Yeah.
So.
We're hoping he gets out of the hospital today, but we just saw the breakfast he had. He just sent us a picture of breakfast.
Yeah, it looks like he came from the forensics lab. Well, Victoria, I know that it would do him, it would accelerate his healing process if we could just hear from you. Every hour.
Every hour.
But you have brightened his day, I'm sure.
Yeah, by the way, I know you're not one of those women who has this giant ego or anything like that, but I got to tell you, we're not the only ones that notice that you have an amazing voice. I get Facebook messages and stuff from guys that you've attracted their attention.
You know, if Siri ever retires...
If I had Victoria on my phone, I would be on it all day long.
And Alexa.
Well, that sounds like the perfect job. I wish they would contact me.
Oh, yeah. Well, it probably pays well. Well, Victoria, thank you. I'm sure you've brightened up more than Jay's day.
Well, get better, Jay. I miss you.
Oh, my gosh.
He's probably on his way out of the hospital right now.
Swing.
Please clap.
I can't wait for the Spielberg movie on this.
It's going to be awesome.
Special thanks to Rusty Aldrich for making that possible.
It's nothing to be proud of, Rusty.
I disagree. I think he should be proud of that. And we appreciate the effort that went in it. At 6:11, we got some local news and a song, a very sexy song, about absentee voting.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. An investigation is underway in West Alabama after a newborn baby was found in a garbage bag at a Demopolis hospital. Demopolis Police Chief Rex Flowers says this happened at Brian Whitfield Regional Hospital this past Friday. He says the baby appeared to be okay when it was found. Montgomery police have arrested three suspects in connection to an armed robbery at Auburn University at Montgomery. Two of the suspects are also now charged in an armed robbery at Halcyon Park Apartments. And Alabama's confirmed coronavirus case count is now over 132,000. The Alabama Department of Public Health reports close to 9,400 of those cases have been confirmed in the last 2 weeks. Health officials say more than 2,300 people have died. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Traffic is brought to you by Baumhauer's. Bring the comfort of Baumhauer's Victory Grill into your home with Waiter. Order your favorites off Baumhauer's Pick Me Up menu and have it delivered.
Good morning, Montgomery. Skywatch traffic, light to moderate traffic around the boulevard this morning. Light to moderate traffic on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. Not seeing any real problems anywhere and no accidents into us to pass along. So everything's a green light right now. Buckle up, drive carefully, and keep it here for more traffic updates. Everything for fall is at Midtown Plaza. Shop Foot Locker, Sally Beauty, Professionnel, and Spa, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85, another great McClinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. And
together, we would like to thank you. In 2019, we had the honor of assisting hundreds and hundreds of families with their mortgage needs, making us the number one lender in Alabama. We are number one because of you. You have been there with us since the very beginning, and we appreciate your loyal support.
Over the past 6 years, we've worked with many of you. You've sent us your friends, family, co-workers, and for that, we are eternally grateful. As a token of our appreciation, we are waiving the appraisal fee for all repeat customers. If you have ever purchased a home or refinanced a home with Alabama Home Mortgage, we encourage you to give us a call to see if you could save even more money today. Call us at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama now at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Stay home, stay home.
WACV at 16 after 6. May we have a brief update, Rich, on...
Chase is helping along.
Well, we might see that rain move into the river region.
Yeah, we already have some a nice band of showers, especially from about Marion to Selma to Prattville to Millbrook. Looks like West Montgomery is going to be getting wet here soon. So a nice little band of showers and storms. As we get into daytime heating today, they will become more enhanced and we'll get some tropical downpours and maybe a few spin-up tornadoes, which is, you know, par for the course on the east side of every tropical system. So Beta is the name today. It's called Rain with a Name.
All righty. Sports passing yesterday that touched me, and that was Gale Sayers. Maybe the greatest ever. Unfortunately, his career was cut short by a devastating knee injury. He was drafted by the Bears. They got him and Dick Butkus in the same draft, which is amazing. And, man, I'll never forget there was one game that, you know, the Bears used to play in Wrigley Field before they went to that dump Soldier Field.
Near the lake.
And there was a game there. I think they were playing the San Francisco 49ers. I know I was like a kid when this happened, but he ran for 275 yards in one game, and I think he scored 6 touchdowns. He went absolutely nuts. And it wasn't long after that that he blew the knee out and was never the same.
I've heard it's never as cold anywhere as it is in Soldier Field on a wet, windy Sunday in Chicago.
Yeah, especially if the wind is coming off the lake.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's... Remember, there was a game there a number of years ago. I think it was a Monday night game. It was played almost completely in the fog.
Oh, I do remember that. Even the high cameras couldn't see anything.
They couldn't see the ball.
They had to go with low cams.
That was... I mean, that's one of the things that I always thought can make football fun because they'll play it in whatever.
Right.
I like snow games.
Yeah. I mean, like
mud games.
Baseball will stop at a heartbeat.
Even though I believe he is in the Football Hall of Fame. If he isn't, he should have been put in there immediately. He's most remembered for being Brian Piccolo's teammate.
That's right.
In that sappy movie, Brian's Song.
Brian's Song with that song. I remember the song, that haunting song.
Billy Dee Williams played Sayers. James Caan played Brian Piccolo. Piccolo caught a terrible break. He died of cancer when he was 26. They were buddies. 19 minutes after 6, and then some wrestler died, but I don't know anything about the Road Warrior Animal.
I don't either. I don't know anything about that stuff.
But maybe if Jay manages to crawl out of bed.
He's going to be here in the building today.
Slop they're allowing him to eat.
He also made it clear to me that he wants us to, we're going to do your birthday thing tomorrow.
Oh? Well, I mean, if he's going to be here, yeah.
Yeah, sure.
I'm just a little concerned. Isn't that a little bit too soon to come back?
Too soon for your birthday? Yeah, I know.
Well, no,
that,
I mean,
one year, you know, thing Jay is to awful.
For Jay to come back, it's been a rough week for him. I don't want him to push himself too hard.
I know what you're saying. Exactly. I would stay out.
We could set it back till Monday very easily.
I thought about it.
That way you'll know I'm still alive after the birthday. A nice turnout at Baumhauer's last night. That was, you have the TV remote here, so you get the right channel on. That would always help.
Oh, you're going to go with the low-res version?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't want to see myself in HD.
Never mind.
Tomorrow, the Duncan and Son Predict-a-Thon returns, and you'll have a chance. Well, we'll tell you what you can win tomorrow. But since the season got off to a late start, we're going to have a double celebration. In the meantime, don't forget to choose Don Duncan with 3 locations to partner up with the service and you and your automobile, and they make it so easy. They'll come and pick up your car, take it, get it serviced, bring it back to you. No contact required. You just let them know what you need. At all 3 locations, see Mitch Duncan in Millbrook.
Can I see that? Can I see that so I can change the channel over here? Thank you.
In Millbrook on Highway 14, right behind the McDonald's, Don Duncan, downtown at 408 Madison, and on Bell Road, just north of Vaughan. They're our guys, and they're really great. Also get wholesale pricing on all major name brand tires at Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire.
Shop the end of summer clearance sale at Cafco Outlet. Save 35 to 75% off on selected home decor and gift items. Take advantage of sale pricing on fall ribbons and silk bushes. Christmas trees, wreaths, ribbons, and ornaments are on sale 20 to 50% off the original prices. Wreath makers, we have a tremendous selection of ribbon, mesh, and signs you will love, and new items are arriving daily. Your best deal is at Cafco Outlet, located on the Wetumpka Highway.
How would you like to rev up your fall behind the wheel of a brand new Ford Mustang? Then come play Mustang Madness this September at Wind Creek Montgomery, because we're giving away a 2020 Ford Mustang. You can start earning your chances to win now. Then, on Sunday, September 27th, you could drive home in a beautiful new Mustang. So come play Mustang Madness, only at Wind Creek Montgomery.
What are the top 5 reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
It's showtime! All right, making our connection with CBS 8, ABC 32, and Alabama News Rising. Our topic today, just how important is that cell phone? Could you make it through an entire day without one?
Yes, happily.
Yeah.
Happily.
I just know that would be the day I would miss something really important that I'd only find out by phone. A text from my daughter, something like that.
Chase, you were going to get in time out. Yeah.
I wish I was in bed.
He's very vocal this morning on a morning that he doesn't need to be vocal. We hope everybody's having a good Thursday.
Yes, we do. I'm just not sure when they're going to come to us, so I have to be ready.
He's ready to jump on that button like a mouse. Cat on a mouse.
Starting your day the right way with Rising.
Well, our cell phones take up much of our lives. They're tools for planning, staying connected, and keeping us entertained. But how many people could go a day without their phone? There is a lot to talk about with this. Want to check in with our friends over at News Talk 93.1. Guys, I'm just going to start off and say I could not do this. I'm not even going to pretend.
In our business, Andrew, I mean, just the nature of our business, you know, we've got to really have the phone. Right?
That's right, because we are News Talk. I you know, but it's not so much that I worry about. I know if I gave up my phone for a day, that would be the day I'd get miss an important text from my daughter, or a call that I had won some contest I was in and won a lot of money.
That happens a lot, huh?
Yeah.
And you had to call back in an hour,
right?
And you would not win it.
That would be the day that would happen, because that's just my luck. Now, today, I got to have it with me because I'm going for my weekly bloodletting over at the cancer center. And
yeah.
There's periods of time you just have to kill.
Right.
And it's much easier to do that with a phone. Yeah. You know, that's where you really miss it.
I could personally drop the phone for a day happily, go down to the beach and not care a world in the world about what's going on my emails, text messages, phone calls. I would happily welcome and often take a day without my phone or a few days.
The other day, I was in the car, and I patted my my pocket, and the phone was not there. I went into just complete panic. But then I realized, and I started getting texts on my Apple Watch. And
You got the watch.
And the Fox News bulletins and stuff like that. And
That watch is a great thing.
I refuse to get an Apple Watch.
Me too.
I love it.
I can't do, like, I know that I would use it and I would love it too, but my unplugging is when I leave this in the other room. And if I had it connected to my wrist, I would never unplug.
Well,
and so that's a decision that I have had to make to just say no.
So usually what I do, and a lot of the reasons why I have the Apple Watch is because if I'm out training horses and I'm, you know, by myself at home alone, whatever, the phone comes off of a hip, if you fall off the horse, whatever, you've got access to 911, or if your phone dies and you're on the road traveling.
I took a phone call on my Apple Watch yesterday.
And need to have it for an emergency. It's there. Yeah.
You can answer.
Oh, yeah.
What do you talk to your wrist?
Yeah.
Yeah, just like, you know, Dick Tracy used to do.
It's like those spy movies. Yeah.
Wow.
Right.
It's wonderful because, too, you don't even have to have your phone on you. Your phone can be at the house and have your watch.
But aren't those...
Siri, what time is it? Oh, okay, she didn't hear me this time. But anyway, so you can talk to Siri.
This is a terrible advertisement.
What does one of those things cost?
And that's why I don't have one.
They're about...
They're pricey.
Pricey.
I don't remember.
See?
$400 or $500.
Yeah.
We were watching a movie. Oh, the Braves scored. He gets it all on that watch.
When I'm on the airplane, it says my baggage just arrived.
I love that. I love it. The Delta Fly app.
Yeah,
it updates.
It tells me that my luggage just got on the plane.
Quick story about that. So we were in Atlanta Airport on our way up to New York, and our flights changed four times within 30 minutes.
And
the board changed, I'm getting the updates on my watch.
Absolutely.
So people start following me because I'm getting the updates faster than Delta
what
can fly.
What is it saying
there
now?
Yeah. It's wonderful.
Jesse,
Question for you.
Okay.
With your career, do you do a lot of your scheduling for shows yourself, or do you have a team that helps you with that? Because I can only imagine how constant that type of planning would be.
So I still handle every aspect of my business, the website design, social media, booking, management, appearances, all of that. I still manage and do within a certain amount of time of the day. I actually have set office hours that I work in the office and have time to get that done. So,
yeah, me too. I do all my own.
So, yeah, I stay busy.
So you do need to unplug. You weren't joking about wanting to leave your phone somewhere every once in a while.
No, and to be honest, in October, I will be taking 4 days and will have a do not disturb me message because I am away from my phone.
You didn't tell me about 4 days in October. We'll find out more about that.
There's a mammal without a phone right here.
Ah, there you go. There's that fluffy boy.
Well, we are going to end on that note, you guys. You have a great Thursday, and we will check back in with you tomorrow morning.
That's an apple dog, by the way.
Yeah. See you later.
To hear more from our friends, be sure to tune in to News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday, starting at 6.
Well, that went really well.
Yes. Oh, okay. Big crash in the studio. Chase went bye-bye.
Now will your watch notify you that Chase just...
What?
Went to the floor. All right, later on, the Cheap and Trash. There's some country stuff I would like you to look over because the CMT Music Award nominees are out. There may be something
yes,
in there.
Yes, there are.
We'll get your attention as we pass the paper around this morning. And Tom Cruise making a movie in outer space. We've got the latest on that, too. A quick break here, and then we'll come back with the timeline for September 24th.
Lewis at the Capitol Oyster Bar, and I just want to tell you, if you're in business or got an event coming up and want to do some advertising, wisely spent dollars are spent down here at Blue Water Broadcasting. All the guys are nice, easy to work with, and I see results, I guarantee you.
If you're a local business, 93% of your customers listen to radio every week. Reach customers where they are. Radio. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
So you want to come on the
hang
air?
On. Yeah, hang on just a second.
Now's the time. Okay, let's go to somewhere in Elmore County.
That's nothing to be proud of, Rusty.
That's it.
And I'm not. I am not proud of it at all. Even though I was the former Chief Elmoron. But it's good here in Elmore County. But I just wanted to send a little message out to Jay. I'm glad he's doing well. Do y'all know how he's doing? Y'all talk to him?
Yeah, I mean, he texted me, and he's going to be in the building today.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know if y'all talked about the procedures that went on with him. I mean, I'm not going to say, but I have been down that road 6 times.
Wow.
So as quick as he can go in the building and look around, he should go home and lay down and just rest, because that's all you can do until your body catches up with you. That's what happened this last time with me here a couple of weeks ago. I try to jump up and run all over the place, 60 years old, no sense, and I didn't work out, so I had to have it done again.
Well, a couple so of should, us this morning would probably be better off just coming right home and going back to bed.
I think a lot of us would. I think everything should start later in the day.
What's the first text to you this morning?
Oh, man.
I had a rough night, and I didn't...
He's got cluster migraines, and I
really
have a friend that also gets those, so I have a deep appreciation for the misery they cause.
I have another word that man. Comes after cluster, too.
Yeah.
I know that
What's
word.
What's that word, Rich?
It ain't a meteorological term either, is it?
No, it is not.
And I've never had that problem. I hear it pretty bad, so my heart goes out to you. But tell Jay, I said, hey, and just take it easy. Don't try to be, Superman or Batman or anything. Just take it easy.
I think he's planning a really light day today.
Yeah.
Well, he should, and don't pick up anything. Don't be trying to lift anything. Just letting other people that can lift stuff lift for you.
Well, man,
and don't chew your own food. Let somebody else chew it.
Oh, jeez, so
I left a mistake downstairs. Jesse, could you put that together for him?
Sure.
All right, buddy. I appreciate you calling
we'll
in.
Catch you
Thank
later.
You.
Right.
Hi, I'm Dan Black. At Dan Black Studios, we preserve your personal history, films, VHS tapes, and other memories at a very reasonable price. Call 279-6036. Now, Rich Thomas preserves the memories on this date in history with the timeline.
55% off camcorder video transfers at Dan Black Studios. Right now with the timeline for September 24th at 6:33. Here's your host, Rich Thomas.
268th day of the year. There are 98 days remaining. Oh! It's National Cherries Jubilee Day. I think what your cherries should be, socially distanced, though,
Maybe, I agree.
In the bowl.
Not too many. Yeah. Not too close.
It's National Punctuation Day, period.
Exclamation point. New paragraph.
To 231 years ago in 1789, the first Supreme Court was established. Six justices were nominated by George Washington. It wasn't until 1869 that Congress finally set the number of justices to nine, and that's what we still have today. Well, we technically we have eight right now. 86 years ago in 1934, Babe Ruth played his last game with the New York Yankees. They beat the Red Sox. Actually, the Red Sox beat them 5-0 that day, by the way. 70 years ago in 1950, Jim Hardy of the Chicago Cardinals threw eight interceptions in one game against the Philadelphia Eagles. Eight interceptions. He made up for it the following week. He threw six touchdown passes. We've done this before. The first KFC in 1952, where?
Oh, man, I answered it wrong last year.
Where?
It's
an unlikely place. It's not in...
South Dakota?
It's, you're getting warm. How about Salt Lake City, Utah?
Well, there you go.
Seems like you just did that one.
We did talk about it recently, but this is the day that it opened in 52. Wow. On this day in 57, the Brooklyn Dodgers played their last game at Ebbets Field, defeating the Pittsburgh Pirates 2-1. So Ebbets Field, I imagine, is it like still a field or is it buildings now, Ebbets Field?
They tore it down, and it was a great ballpark. I mean, it was so close, so
intimate
field.
Yeah.
And they put the Jackie Robinson housing complex there. I don't know if that still stands, but I know that's what they use the land for. And the Dodgers played after that game in Chicago. And I know this because they took me there for my birthday.
Mm. Well, that's nice.
And I have vague memories. It was a real gray, foggy day in Wrigley Field. My mom and dad, that was a long drive up there in those days because there were no expressways yet.
Uh-huh.
God, I predate the expressways. It's horrible. But I remember winding around Lakeshore Drive and how excited I was to see Ernie Banks.
I've heard tell that you could hear conversations on the field at Ebbets Field. It was that intimate.
Yes. Yeah. And if you're sitting in the first row, and I got to do that one time in my life at Wrigley, and we were right behind the on-deck circle for the visiting team, you could see the whiskers in his face.
Yeah.
You were about like 3-4 feet away. It was that close.
Hey, what stadium was the Bobby Thompson home run?
Polo Grounds.
Okay.
In New York.
All right. 1957. Well, we just did that. Never mind. Also on that day in 57, Elvis Presley's classic Jailhouse Rock was released. It became the ninth U.S. number one single. It stayed on the Billboard charts for 19 weeks. Now, the film clip from the movie where he sang the song, you know the film clip.
Yes.
Is considered by many historians to be
the first music
the
video.
First video. The first rock video.
I was just going to guess that. I wasn't sure.
On this date, 60 years ago, in 1960, the USS Enterprise was launched. It's the world's first nuclear power aircraft carrier and the eighth naval vessel to bear the name Enterprise. The first was a schooner captured by the British during the Revolutionary War. And, of course, the latest Enterprise is part of the fleet of the United Federation of Planets, Bozo.
I was going to say, does that include the Starship Enterprise?
Yes, it does, Bozo. On this date in 64, Lyndon B. Johnson receives a special commission report on the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. It's the Warren Commission report. It's their conclusion that Oswald was alone a gunman, failed to satisfy many who witnessed the attack. The conspiracy theories continues to this day. What... the Warren Commission really did was it wasn't like a forensic investigation. It was what it was. It tried to put to rest the
conspiracy stories are already developing, and because of the potential involvement. I mean, when it was known that Oswald lived in Russia.
Yeah,
we're in the peak of the nuclear stress era.
Lived in Russia, had Cuban friends, lived in New Orleans, and dealt with nefarious people in New Orleans. And yeah, I mean, there's just a lot of stuff going on there.
I think Oswald was the only shooter, but I don't think that he operated alone. There was a big network, and there's a show on Newsmax TV that runs CIA guy and another detective go back and they retrace a lot of what happened on that day, and they make a great case that there was Cuban involvement in
it. Now, what we couldn't do for you on this birthday, but what I'm going to do with you, you and I are going to take an American Airlines flight to Dallas one Saturday morning. We found out there's like a 9:14 flight in the morning. We'll be back at 7 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
We're going to go to Dealey Plaza, and we're going to check out.
That would be so awesome. Yeah. And one day to do that.
1966, the Association started a three-week run with a pretty good song called Cherish. I like that a lot. 68, Harry Reasoner and Mike Wallace hosted the first 60 Minutes, the debut of that iconic show. And now, our song of the day.
That is the official 60 Minutes.
There you go. There's the actual TikTok. Now our song of the day, and I did not know this. This was actually a country song originally, done in 1954. In 1972, Danny Hutton, Corey Wells, Chuck Negron, Three Dog Night, pick it up, took it to number one on the Billboard chart. Here is the pop version of Black and White, 1972.
The ink is black, the page is white. Together we learn to read and write. A child is black.
That it was almost a 20-year-old country song. I did not know that.
I did not know this.
Yeah. On this date in 77, a show premiered on ABC called The Love Boat. I can't do his voice. Anderson, guys.
Ernie Anderson.
Ernie Anderson, who was
The Love Boat.
Who I grew up in Cleveland watching as Goulardi. He was a late-night host of a horror movie on Friday night. Funny stuff. Ernie Anderson. On this date in 1991, Dr. Seuss died of cancer at the age of 87. His real name? Theodore Seuss Geisel. He never had any kids of his own. And by the way, his first book was rejected by 20 publishers.
Yeah.
On this date in 1991, Nirvana released Nevermind, an album that is still considered a classic with the smash hit Smells Like Teen Spirit. 98, Elvis Presley inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame. Boy, that Ken Burns special on country music was just enlightening.
It's really nice.
I learned so much about country music. On this date in 2005, Demi Moore and Ashton Kutcher was secretly married. They were secretly married. They divorced 6 years later. 2005 on this date, Hurricane Rita hit on the Gulf Coast, right there where Laura just hit 3 weeks ago, flooding part of New Orleans for the second time in a month and a half. Rita was a bad mamma jamma. On this date in 2007, The Big Bang Theory premiered on CBS. It ran for 12 seasons, and Bare Naked Ladies did the show's theme song. 2015, Pope Francis becomes the first pope to address the U.S. Congress. He names Abraham Lincoln, Martin Luther King, Dorothy Day as his American heroes. Now birthdays. Ben Platt is 27. Mean Joe Green is 74, Hall of Famer. But in the middle of the night, I had to go watch the Coca-Cola Mean Joe Green commercial. And here it is.
Mr. Green?
Yeah.
You need any help?
Mm-mm.
I just want you to know, I think you're the best ever.
Yeah, sure.
Want my Coke? It's okay, you can have it.
No.
Really, you can have it.
Okay.
A Coke and a smile makes me feel good. Makes me feel
show.
So why am I feeling these emotions right now?
You know what's interesting about that, when I was listening to the audio earlier this morning, is that that's the 80s, and the 80s doesn't seem that long ago to me, but the style of production on the jingle seemed like more 60s than 80s to me.
But right where the jingle started, if you don't feel emotion.
I reenacted that commercial with the owner of the Miami Dolphins on the night they opened their new stadium.
Oh, yeah?
Joe Robbie was in his personal box, and my TV station was covering it. So I got him, you know, by him. He was so excited. This was his dream come true. He made it all happen from scratch. He was not born a super wealthy man.
Right.
So he's, like, in seventh heaven this night. I said, hey, would you mind doing the Mean Joe thing with me? He said, throw me a jersey, and I'll look so excited. And he did. He tossed me a Dolphin jersey, and he said, really, kid, you can have it. It's really cool.
That is so great. I love it. That got to me. Jim Henson would have had a birthday today, died in 1990. And my favorite comedian of all time, really, Phil Hartman, died in 1998. Terrible death. He would have had a birthday. Tomorrow is the Duncan and Sons Predictathon, which means we're 2 days away from SEC football, which means we are only 3 days away from the birthday of a great American. Rapper Lil Wayne is 37 on Sunday. It's 37 days till Halloween, 83 days till Thanksgiving, Christmas in 92 days, and that's the timeline.
With your host, it is 6:45. We had our most electrifying moment of the morning a little while back, and that was Victoria's Call of Mercy for Jay Scott. We're going to play that again later. In the meantime, Mr. Electric should be your go-to company for any installations, repairs, or service. If your home is a little older, if it's been more than a few years since you've had anybody look at the wiring or your fuse panel, it is recommended for safety purposes, if nothing else, to have it inspected. And Mr. Electric will be happy to do that for you. 245-1566. All work is done at your convenience. All appointments are on time. And they give you an upfront price, and that's what you pay. Visit MrElectric.com or call 245-1566 for Mr. Electric of Montgomery.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at RiversideUSA.net.
Not everybody's getting wet in Central Alabama, but if you are in Wetumpka, Prattville, Millbrook, Clanton, Otagaville, north of Selma, you're getting wet. And parts of the Montgomery area as well right now. Scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms today. This is from the remnants of Beta, which is now located not too far from Jackson, Mississippi, moving northeast. Tropical downpours at times. Can't rule out a spin-up tornado or two. Windy today. East winds 12 to 18, gusting as high as 30. 82 the high, 60 the low. A small risk of a shower tomorrow, but basically Beta exit stage right. Better day, high 83. Mid-80s Saturday, I think we're dry. Sunday, could be a stray shower, I guess. Mid-80s on Sunday. Right now, this morning, we have... Gosh, I had the current temperature, didn't I? What's going on with me? It's like I got a headache or something. It's 69 now, with east winds at 5 miles per hour, 647.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASC Credit Union can help with historic low rates and an easy approval process. Your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender, NMLS number 420259.
Time now for Wing Finger's winning word of the day.
I am so excited.
And the winning word is...
Patriot.
Patriot.
Yes.
You know, Bob Baumhauer, one of his biggest causes is helping wounded warriors.
Yes.
Yes, he's been heavily involved with that. Going way back to the end of his playing day, so that's a great word of the day, Patriot.
Patriot.
All right, so all you'll need to do is jot that down. So this afternoon between 3 and 6, when we ask you to be caller 7 at 272-9228, you'll be in position to win an incredible lunch at Wing Fingers. It includes lunch for two and free underground parking at the RSA headquarters building at 201 Union. More on the Wing Finger menu later at 648. We've got traffic. And then we're back with today's Cheap and Trash.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
Good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Seeing more and more cars into Montgomery on the 31s, and we're talking about Troy Highway, 231 out of Wetumpka, 31 out of Prattville. We're seeing some congestion Northern Boulevard at Jackson Ferry, Atlanta Highway, Madison Avenue into downtown Montgomery, and of course the East South Boulevard is still building just a bit this morning. Buckle up, drive carefully, no problems out there, and no accidents into us to pass along. Haynes Ambulance, there for you and your family 24 hours a day, both on the ground and in the air. Haynes Ambulance, there when you need them most. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been injured through no fault of your own, you need a local attorney on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Do you have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers, and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414. That's 241-6414.
Hey, this is Steve Kirkpatrick for Big Block Designs. We are a state-licensed drafting company located here in Wetumpka. We draw residential and commercial blueprints for new builds, additions, remodels, or renovations. And that includes those as-builts or building mapping for those projects with no blueprints. So if COVID got you staying at home and you got that fever to remodel the kitchen, the bathroom, or the garage, or even start from scratch, then give us a call and let us draw what you dream. You can look us up on Facebook, Instagram, Alignable, or LinkedIn, or even our own website at bigblockdesigns.com. Have a better day.
You run a business and you need better wireless. Three words, no more compromise. With the T-Mobile Business Advantage, you get the largest 5G network, award-winning customer support, and insanely great value. No trade-offs. Right now, get up to 90 days of unlimited free on business plans when you switch via bill credits. Stop in to find out more. Plus taxes and fees for some plans. Complete port within 60 days. Customers over 50 gigabytes per month have lower speeds during congestion. Video at 480p, unlimited on our network. See T-Mobile.com for 5G devices, coverage, and plan details.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
So I guess the big deal of the day is that Tom Cruise is going to shoot his next movie in outer space.
I'm interested to see how that goes. I want to know how's that going to work?
Well, let's see if we can't find out with this exclusive sneak preview.
All right.
Come on. Outer space, of course, will be facilitated by Mr. Elon Musk, and they're expected to launch not the movie but the actual trip to outer space in 2021, October
that
next year.
Soon?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I'm impressed. I've been hearing about it all my life. Someday that, you know, civilians will be able to go up.
NASA, by the way, will be working on this project as well. We gave you some...
You did.
...country news. Anything of an earth-shaking surprise in there?
Well, actually, yes. So, in regards to the CMT Music Award nominees, there are actually 14 semi-finalist in the Video of the Year category. So by October 12th, they'll actually narrow that down to 5, and then those voting members will vote on October 16th. I think 14 is one of the largest categories that they've ever had as far as a semifinalist. Some of those include Ashley McBride, Carrie Underwood, Blanco Brown with the Get Up Challenge that we saw take the internet by storm, Dan and Shay, Keith Urban, Kelsey Ballerini, Little Big Town, Luke Combs, Miranda Lambert, Old Dominion, Sam Hutt, Tanya Tucker, The Chicks, and Thomas Rhett. So, that's always some fun stuff. That's a pretty big list.
I don't want to venture too deeply into Jay's territory, but some odd random facts about celebrities.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
Do you know that Dr. Ruth was a trained sniper in the Israeli army?
What?
Was that one of his random facts one time?
Might have been. It's now that you say that, it sounds familiar. Now I'm thinking I heard it before.
You know,
I'm having deja vu.
Deja vu, what?
The fact that she is a sexual expert is a little creepy.
I guess to her credit, she helped loosen up society a little bit in terms of being open. And
yeah,
talking.
Saying certain words that were never said on television.
That's for sure. The pen is mightier than the sword.
See what he did with that.
Why are you shaking your head?
She hasn't had to talk yet.
No, I'm just giggling.
James
internally.
Lipton, whose birthday was just the other day, right? Remember James from Inside the Actor's Studio?
Oh, yeah.
Currently deceased.
He died last year?
He was a pimp in Paris in the 50s.
Get out of here.
He managed a bunch of sex workers.
Get out of here.
Simon Cowell polished Jack Nicholson's axe on The Shining. He had a gig as a runner on the set, and he buffed the axe for the Here's Johnny scene.
Red rum.
I'll bet you didn't know that.
Here's Johnny.
There's more of these. I'll save some of them for later. So we can keep you intrigued and interested. Also today, you'll find out that over the course of a week, you appear on security cameras, about 238 times.
Oh, I believe it. How could you commit crime anymore? By that, what I'm saying is
almost everything.
Your digital footprint is everywhere.
The videotape and security camera footage has been really instrumental in catching a lot of bad guys.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. You may want to find a new job if you're the Los Angeles Lakers team doctor. Accidentally punctured his quarterback's lung.
Rut-row, Rorge.
While treating him with painkillers for a chest injury.
Ouch.
In the news. Ouch. By the way, you got to give Tom Hanks credit. He may annoy the crap out of you sometimes, but when they were making Forrest Gump, the studio did not want to pay for the production of scenes like the trip across country. Uh-huh. So Hanks and director Bob Zemeckis said, okay, we'll cover it for a percentage of the profits. Paramount didn't want to pop for the insurance money. Instead, they gave him what they asked for, and it ended up putting $65 million in Tom Hanks' pockets for going out of pocket to shoot a couple of minutes of the movie. $65 million. Again, just because you're a big studio executive doesn't mean you know your rear end from a hole in the ground.
Right.
It is 6:57. Brian, Jewelry, and Prattville would like you to help get ready for the holidays. For once, my math was off yesterday, and I had to stand corrected. 6, 37, 67, 25, 92 days until Christmas. It's going to be here before you know it.
Correct. Look at the last line.
There it is. I got it right. Somehow I shortchanged October yesterday, but that'll never happen again. And Brian Jewelry does a great layaway program, and I'm telling you, you will enjoy the holiday so much more if much of your major gift-giving is taken care of ahead of time, because then it becomes a pressure. Go to them and talk ideas. Talk about the person you're buying that special gift for. Let them make suggestions based on the information you provide. Mm-hmm. Let them create something from scratch. I mean, that's the ultimate gift. I had this made for you. What's better than saying, I had this created exclusively for you?
Ow.
I was right. That.
Chase agrees.
Can they create a dog bone?
Brian Jewelry also has a very extensive and very competitively priced collection available at brianjewelry.com or see it in their beautiful showroom at 1778 East Main in Prattville. Visit them online first. Join their club and save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more. And don't forget the War Eagle Roll Tide showcases with great gifts for men and women. First-class merchandise that celebrates the greatest rivalry in sports. Start at brianjewelry.com as we get ready for the 7 to 8 hours.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Get pool repairs and renovations right now and have the coolest pool year-round. Call Skipper Pools at 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. 356-0237.
Good morning, this is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, seeing more and more cars into Montgomery on the 31s, and we're talking about Troy Highway, 231 out of Wetumpka, 31 out of Prattville. We're seeing some congestion Northern Boulevard at Jackson Ferry, Atlanta Highway, Madison Avenue into downtown Montgomery, and of course the East South Boulevard.